Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 413
on Now You Know. So is 413 a prime number?
No.
It's
7
not?
And 59.
Oh.
Darn it.
Come on. Hey, that raffle we've been telling you about all summer, the one where you can win a luxury Tesla or Rivian or Ioniq 5 and help the planet.
Well, the drawing is barely 2 weeks away and there are only around 1,500 tickets left. So if you want to enter, now's the time.
Seriously, don't wait. All proceeds, again, go to the amazing Chesapeake Climate Action Network Action Fund.
And here are three reasons why you should buy a raffle ticket right now.
Number one, your odds of winning have never been better. For the first time, you have not one, but two chances to win a brand new electric vehicle with just one ticket.
Number two, the prizes are amazing. The first place winner will choose from a Rivian R1S, R1T, a Tesla Model X Plaid, or the Tesla Cybertruck. I think I know which one I'm choosing. And the second place winner will get the amazing Hyundai Ioniq 5.
And three, our friends at CCAN Action Fund do amazing work nationwide addressing the climate crisis. We even interviewed the guy who runs this fund, Mike Tidwell. You should go check that out because he's the guy who gets EVs.
To enter, visit evraffle.org. That's evraffle.org. Tickets are just $200. Your odds have never been better. So visit evraffle.org or check the show notes below.
Thank you so much for sponsoring today's episode. So much FUD about FSD.
FUD, of course, being fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and FSD being Tesla's full self-driving, the ability for Teslas to drive themselves.
So let's cut the crap and get to the data. Elias Martinez publishes data from the FSD community tracker, and he's got data for the past 130 weeks. All right, so take a look at all this data, Jesse, right? We now have 118 entries covering 1,400 miles driven on 12.3.6, and over 1,000 miles driven on 12.5.
So if you look at the upper left chart, miles to critical disengagement by versions, you can see that Tesla just doubled the miles driven between disengagements from 12.3 to 12.5.
645 FSD miles driven before a disengagement in 12.5. So that's what an average US driver does statistically in half a month of driving.
So today you could go for a drive for over 2 weeks before you would disengage full self-driving.
And as Alex points out, soon you'll see a full month between disengagement, then two, then four, then eight, and then more than a year.
Elon said we have a clear path to doubling average miles between interventions in August.
And Holmar's catalog says FSD 12.3 to 12.5 is similar to the leap between GPT 3.5 and GPT-4.
And Elon said, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to point out, it is so easy for a lot of people to say, oh, well, this isn't perfect yet. But the rate with which it's improving is so fast now that even though, yes, it isn't perfect yet, it will get better than a human really, really soon.
And I think the other hard part is that most people aren't experiencing this.
So exactly.
It's like, oh, trust me, bro. And here's a graph. And as much as I love graphs and data and all sorts of stuff like that, it's really tough when it's like, oh, it's only in Model Ys, the new Model Ys, and I can't try it yet, but it should be coming. But I haven't tried it, so I have to just kind of trust other people, and it's not very first principles.
Well, you know, your aunt's coming with the Model Y this weekend, so maybe we should just steal it for an hour.
So do you know what this is now called?
Yeah, that's Giga Texas.
Can you be more specific?
It's the Giga Texas Supercomputing Cluster. See that new building in front there? That's the cooling facility for the 100,000 H100 and H200 NVIDIA training chips.
Yes.
Yeah, I know my stuff.
But Elon has just given it a name.
Ah, let's see. The X supercomputer.
That's a good guess. But Elon just called it Cortex. He said just did a walkthrough of the Tesla supercomputer cluster at Giga Texas, a.k.a. Cortex. Great work by the Tesla team.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around 100,000 training computers.
Yeah, it's about $3 or $4 billion worth of NVIDIA hardware. Right now, it uses 130 megawatts of power, which will be expanding to 500 megawatts in the next 18 months.
Wow. Elon says that by December, this should be the most powerful AI supercomputer cluster in the world.
But can it play Crysis?
Tesla posted, produced our 10 millionth drive unit across all our factories.
Now, because many Teslas have more than one motor, 10 million drive units does not equal 10 million vehicles.
That's right. To date, Tesla has produced approximately 6 million vehicles. Tesla Manufacturing, I guess not to be outdone, posted, every 5 seconds, we welcome a new drive unit into the world.
And Elon says, one day, Tesla will make a drivetrain per second.
Tesla North America posted 1.99% APR financing now available for Model 3 long range and performance trims in the U.S. applies to new orders placed before the 31st of August, must take delivery by the end of September.
And to give you some idea how much this saves over an average auto loan rate of 6.7% APR, on a $50,000 loan over 72 months, that would save $98 a month in payments. Or if you think of the entire loan, that's over $7,000 in interest saved over the life of the loan.
I again think this is going to move a lot of people,
right?
Because interest rates are still high.
Again, it's like saving $7,000. It's like you made the car $7,000 cheaper, which means that more than double the number of people can afford it.
Yeah. So speaking of selling cars, Carvana, the used car website, just released their Q2 results, and their CEO says that they now sell more used EVs than ICE cars.
Yeah, Ernie Garcia III says that the Tesla Model 3 was their best-selling used car in Q2.
And check out this infographic. It shows the top five trade-ins for the five most popular EVs on Carvana. So the top ICE to EV trade-in is the Honda Civic.
And Carvana sells a lot of used cars. Check out this chart. It not only shows that they sold over 100,000 cars in Q2, but we can see that it looks like used car sales are rebounding from the dip last year. The Greenfield, California Police Department have added 3 Tesla Model Ys to their police fleet.
Greenfield Police Chief Guillermo Mixer said that Teslas are safer, faster, and more affordable than their other ICE police cars. And the chief said, we're projecting to save between $8,000 to $10,000 a year. That's on fuel. We don't need oil changes. We don't need transmission changes, the fluid changes, the radiator fluid. So it's just going to be tires and brakes.
He also said the Teslas were more affordable. Greenfield acquired their Teslas for $42,000 after incentives versus $55,000 for the new Ford Explorers they bought.
Now, there has been some mixed reactions on their Facebook page, with some people accusing the police of buying luxury cars. But the chief pushed back, saying they think, you know, hey, this is a luxury item and it's actually cheaper to buy this vehicle than to buy a Ford Explorer. It's a little bit more to upfit them because of the wheels and the suspension that we're adding on to make it safe and pursuit capable. But in the long run, it's going to save money and we need vehicles to begin with. So there's no getting around it. We're going to save money on our fleet. And this is so cool. I mean, as more and more police chiefs do this, it's going to be harder for other police chiefs to ignore it.
Attorneys for Tesla and Elon Musk asked Delaware Judge Kathleen McCormick last week to vacate her January decision to invalidate Elon's 2018 pay compensation package.
In June, you may remember that Tesla shareholders, again, voted to ratify the same pay package for Elon, but Judge McCormick called it an unfathomable sum.
Inconceivable!
And voided his pay package, believing that shareholders were not properly informed.
So what did she decide?
She hasn't ruled yet and hasn't indicated when she will make her decision, although based on her questions of the attorneys, it seems she wasn't too enthusiastic about reversing her decision, even though Tesla voters have voted almost the exact same way they did the first time, 73% in favor of Elon's pay package, now that we have been properly informed.
By the way, am I reading this headline from CBS right? Did they just use the word ginormous?
Giganosaurus.
In the headline?
Yeah, I think all headlines now are written by like 20-somethings. I don't know.
Or they're being written by AI.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I mean, again, it's not, they're not making headlines for even 20-somethings. They're making them for 12-year-olds.
Okay, maybe it is a ginormous pay package.
Ginormous.
But you know what? Elon hasn't been paid yet. So he's been working for years unpaid. Why isn't that the headline?
It's also a ginormous company.
Yeah.
And also, it wasn't ginormous.
Giniminosaurus.
When we voted for this pay package the first f***ing time.
It was $50 billion market cap.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's attorney David Ross told the judge, honoring the shareholder vote would affirm the strength of our corporate system. This was stockholder democracy working.
But Judge McCormick said, quote, this has never been done before.
And, you know, if I were arguing before the court, I mean, I'm not an attorney, but if I was, I would say, yeah, it's never been done before, judge, because no judge has ever ruled against the shareholders of a company in deciding how their company should be lawfully run.
Well, Rudolph Koch, attorney for Tesla, kind of did make that argument, saying, I candidly don't see how Delaware law can tell the owners of the company that they're not entitled to make the decision they made.
So let me get this straight. The judge thinks that Elon's pay plan is an unfathomable sum, but the $200,000 per hour that the lawyers who filed the lawsuit want, so that's $5 billion in Tesla stock, that's not unfathomable.
Inconceivable!
But that's for lawyers. That's not for a corporate executive. Lawyers should make as much money as could possibly be siphoned out of the business world.
Oh my God. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Cybertruck posted, because of course Cybertruck has its own X account, first prototype Cybertruck with in-house dry cathode 4680 cells, making it an all-dry electrode vehicle. And I, like Tesla, said, can someone explain to me, like a five-year-old, what the advantage of dry batteries in the Cybertruck means?
Sawyer Merritt explained a bunch of reasons, including that they should help reduce costs by 15% to 30%.
The dry method takes up less space in the factory to make.
It could lead to higher density batteries.
It's better for the environment.
Other battery companies have been trying to make dry cathodes and none have gotten past the lab or pilot stage.
So if Tesla can get to scale production, they will be first.
And Elon said it's a major breakthrough. And thank you to the Cybertruck Owners Club for this next sighting.
Yeah, this emergency medical services Cybertruck was spotted for the Hatzulis Nefashos Ambulance Service in Lakewood, New Jersey. Look at that.
That's cool.
That looks really cool.
Got the medical supplies right in the front.
Except people were saying in the forums, like, where are you going to put the people who need to lay down? I'm like, I don't know. You could put a bed in the bed.
Well, also, when a fire truck arrives to help somebody who's had a medical emergency.
Yeah, where do they put it?
Where do they put I mean, really?
And watch this video of a Cybertruck almost beating a $2.5 million Koenigsegg Agera.
And wait for it. And go.
Oh, no! No!
Oh! And Elon posted with the fire emoji.
Yeah. So just to be clear, you could buy over 25 Cybertrucks for the price of that Koenigsegg.
Mm.
Which would you rather have?
you could buy about 24 Cybertrucks and then get them all wrapped.
That's true. And Nick Cruz says, Ford F-150 overheats twice during a high-altitude 10,500-pound uphill towing test by TFL truck.
Cybertruck had zero issues.
Huh.
So, Interesting.
Interesting. And Chuck Cook, the famous unprotected left-hand turn guy, you know, the Tesla FSD tester, he has spotted a Cybertruck driven by itself.
Elon said 9 days ago that Cybertruck would be getting full self-driving in 2 to 4-ish weeks. So it is good to see this Cybertruck with a Tesla ADAS driver driving around in Florida testing full self-driving.
Yeah, it's a really good sign. Hey, and if you want to find out where we go for our Cybertruck information, head on over to the Cybertruck Owners Club. They help sponsor the show, and they've got the Cybertruck reservation tracker so you can find out where you are in line. So this week, we'll be releasing an in-depth interview with Teague Egan. He is the founder and CEO of EnergyX.
This is the lithium extraction company in Texas that we're really excited about. We got to pick his brain about everything from Elon Musk and politics to batteries and more.
You're not going to want to miss it, especially if you believe in the EV revolution. Do you mind if we talk about a little politics today, too?
I'm fair game. I'm all about politics.
I mean, because, you know, Elon just moved all his companies to your state. He's probably like down the street from you right now.
Yeah, now we got SpaceX and X and Tesla. So all of his companies, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people are going to pull into your parking lot by accident sometimes because they'll be like, SpaceX. Oh, no, EnergyX.
I think it's happened before, actually.
So, I mean, one of the things that Elon talked about the other night on the earnings call was that someone asked him about Giga Mexico. Things have been kind of stalled there. And they're like, so what's going on with Giga Mexico? And Elon said, well, until the election, because Trump might put tariffs on cars from Mexico, we're going to pause on Giga Mexico. And I was like, ooh. So, yeah, I don't know. Talk to me about what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's a pretty big decision. I think that, you know, from my standpoint, so back in 2020, Trump actually signed an executive order looking to have all domestic production of rare earths and base metals. So like lithium, obviously, which is what EnergyX does, nickel, and the whole kind of portfolio of rare earths. He signed an executive order. So Trump is behind domestic manufacturing of these minerals and battery materials. Now, obviously, the Biden administration has been the best thing ever for the EV market and whole energy transition. I mean, he's been pouring tens of billions of dollars into climate change and the energy transition, which has gone towards building big factories, big projects, huge infrastructure that's created hundreds of thousands of jobs. So I don't necessarily think that Trump would stop that. The fact is that hundreds of thousands of jobs are being created because of it. And I think that would be a terrible move. And I really don't think that Trump would do that. However, the decision to pause the Mexico Gigafactory is an important one. I mean, we have to see where Trump ends up on this. But I don't think that Trump will come in and day one say, you know, no more EVs or anything like that. Like, the floodgates have opened. All these big companies like General Motors, like Ford, Tesla is obviously all EV from the get-go, right? But all these other companies have already committed tens of billions of dollars to the transition. You can't just stop that overnight.
Right.
That just doesn't make sense.
Over on our Now Let's Review channel, we just reviewed another e-scooter, the iScooter iX3.
So many scooters. Which one is right for you?
That's what we're here for. We test them out and put them through their paces and give you our honest thoughts so that you know what you're getting when you make the purchase.
Yeah, I think it really helps that we've ridden and tested everything from the cheapest to the most expensive.
From the no frills to the top of the line products.
And I will say, this scooter surprised me.
If you want to learn more, please go check out Now Let's Review. If we save you from purchasing one bad product,
or conversely, if we help you find one good product that you might not have otherwise known about,
then we're happy to have done our jobs.
Want to go on an adventure?
Want to see a 100-year-old tower made out of stone?
Want to see a rock creature?
Then you want to check out our latest episode, number 10, on our newest channel, Now We Adventure.
These are so much fun to do together. Mm-hmm. I just look forward to them. I hope we have another one coming up this week. Are we going someplace fun?
I hope so.
Jesse usually picks, by the way. So back in 2020, Tesla filed the paperwork in China to launch its own insurance company, but ended up pulling that paperwork this April. Now Tesla has again filed the necessary paperwork on July 30th for an auto insurance company located in Beijing's Central Business District, valued at $7 million. Now it's interesting to note that BYD did something similar a few months ago. BYD bought a bankrupted insurance company in China.
Bankrupted insurance company? How do you go bankrupt if you're an auto insurance company?
I guess you don't collect enough in premiums to cover your payouts.
Or there's a lot more insurance claims in China.
Could be.
It just seems like auto insurance companies here in the U.S. hardly ever pay out anything, even though we all pay our premiums every month. Maybe Chinese auto insurance is regulated differently? I don't know. If you know, let us know in the comments below.
I mean, my guess is that Tesla is preparing for full self-driving in China, and perhaps Tesla is concerned that traditional insurance companies there won't give affordable policies to people using FSD. I mean, I've already heard from a lot of Chinese owners of Teslas that they're getting unfavorable rates on their Teslas, so maybe this is why they have to do it.
And I think that a lot of people go like, uh-oh, now I have to buy insurance from Tesla. No, it's not necessarily that. It's just that if Tesla can compete with other auto insurance companies, it forces their rates to be lower.
Yeah, and it also is, I mean, most insurance companies are going to wait and get like 5 years of historical data. But now that we're moving into full self-driving where there is no past data, really, Elon knows that Teslas are going to be safer. And so therefore, they can lower their premiums knowing that's what's to come.
And also when they have the really boring boardroom meetings at the insurance company and they go,
what are we going to do about full self-driving? I think that we should charge a lot because it's very, very risky. Computers are driving the car.
But then if somebody goes,
well, Tesla already has an auto premium, which is this. Oh, there is an existing thing that we can copy? Wonderful.
Like, I think that's really one of the big reasons why Tesla's doing this. Tesla is also partnering with Zurich to start providing auto insurance in Australia.
Yeah, so Model 3 and Model Y owners in Australia may now use the Tesla app to sign up for Tesla insurance there. Tom Drew, Tesla's country director in Australia and New Zealand, says, with Insure My Tesla, Tesla ownership becomes even more secure, giving more Australians the confidence to switch to electric vehicles. So Insure My Tesla covers all vehicle repairs, including glass, charging equipment, and batteries.
Well, that's cool. So Australian viewers, please let us know if you sign up for Tesla insurance and tell us about your experience.
Yeah. Are the premiums better?
How easy is it to sign up using the Tesla app?
Let us know down in the comments.
Or better yet, send us a video contributor story.
So Doge Designer posted, Elon Musk's school, Ad Astra, is now officially accepting applications. Scheduled to launch in Bastrop, Texas this September, Ad Astra's mission is to foster curiosity, creativity, and critical thinking in the next generation of problem solvers and builders.
And Elon said to the stars.
Hey, that's the name of the show.
So Ad Astra is for children aged 3 to 9. The curriculum will emphasize STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics subjects. And it will be located on a 40-acre former horse ranch, having the capacity for around 50 students. The school is currently accepting applications for the 2024-2025 academic year.
Cool.
Yeah, you can apply on their website.
I'm a little old.
Well, I mean, yeah, you are. Maybe you could teach that.
So according to Ford last week, Ford's Blue Cruise hands-free technology is now approved for use in 15 EU countries.
So that's now the US and Canada, along with Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Great Britain, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden. But I know that in the US, Blue's Clues only works on blue zones. So highways that Ford has heavily mapped, usually in my experience, very straight stretches of highway.
Yes, the same is true in the EU. Ford has approved 82,744 miles of blue zones there as well.
So how many Ford vehicles on the roads have Blue's Clues?
Yeah! Okay! Dancing!
Ford says that there are more than 420,000 Blue Cruise equipped vehicles. By the way, Blue Cruise is pretty much the only profitable thing Ford has going for it nowadays, with CEO Jim Farley telling investors recently that Ford makes a 70% margin on Blue Cruise subscriptions.
Holmar's catalog says, cool, if they got hands-free approval for Europe, we should be able to get FSD running there too.
And Elon said, yeah.
That's awesome.
And speaking of Ford, 2024 Mustang Mach-E owners can now purchase an over-the-air software upgrade that will boost their acceleration and torque.
Okay, so what do they get and what does it cost?
So for $995, the 2024 Mach-E owners can get an extra 100 pound-feet of torque. Mm-hmm. That would bring the torque up to 700 pound-feet, which brings the Mach-E's 0 to 60 time down to just 3.3 seconds and a quarter mile time of 11.8 seconds at 114 miles an hour.
All right, so that means that this upgrade moves the Mach-E ahead of the Model Y performance and the Porsche Macan 4S electric.
Looks like it. Ford says that this upgrade leverages their new in-house developed rear motor along with advanced thermal management and electric motor control algorithms.
So it looks like Ford's skunkworks with former Tesla and Rivian employees is finally paying off.
So what do you guys think? Is the $995 upgrade worth it?
We asked our patrons what they think in this week's Patreon poll, and we'll be bringing you the results later in the show. I don't think it's worth it because it's a Mach-E, but I don't know.
I know, but now it's a beats the Model Y performance. Yeah. That's cool.
I don't know.
It doesn't beat the Model 3 performance or the Plaid, but
right,
I mean,
but it's an SUV.
It's an SUV, so cool.
All right, so for the FUD headline of the week, again, it goes to Jalopnik this week.
They said, Tesla doesn't know how to sell cars to normal people.
And Sawyer Merritt says, I mean, the Model Y is the best-selling car in the world.
And Elon laughed at that one.
Yeah, where do they come up with these headlines? Is this someone sitting there at an AI and like, come up with the stupidest headlines about Tesla that
That's
you can?
Probably what it is. They're sitting there with ChatGPT and they're like, come up with a headline that would make people both angry and want to read the thing that I wrote. And it just spits out like 45 dog shit ideas. And it's like, well, this one's actually pretty good. Can you make that one even more infuriating and incorrect?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
All right, SpaceX news this week. Eli is on the road, but I wanted to bring you this. Look at this. This is an animation of what it's going to look like when Starship lands, hopefully in a few weeks. And if you're wondering if that, well, that's just a CGI, Zach. Well, this is an actual photo of Starship.
It's funny when the real one looks better than, like, looks nicer than the CGI. Dragon splashdowns will be moving from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yeah, Mayor of Long Beach, California, Rex Richardson, has confirmed that SpaceX will be relocating their recovery ship and their splashdowns of the Dragon spacecraft to Long Beach, California.
SpaceX is moving it because some of Dragon's trunk doesn't fully burn up in the atmosphere when returning to Florida. Tests show that splashdowns at Long Beach will.
Yeah, they've been finding some trunk pieces off the coast of Australia. So I guess need more time for more burning. Joseph posted, someone got creative and built this Makita battery pack for the Starlink Mini. 18 volts, 8 amp hours, gives 288 watt hours, which should result in 10 hours of connectivity. Cost is less than $80, including batteries. Okay, well, I got to go build that.
No. And Elon said it was cool, but that's
really cool.
That's cool.
Talk about pulling it out of your backpack. And then Ars Technica posted, Boeing Starliner has cost at least twice as much as SpaceX's Crew Dragon.
And Eric Berger says, I guess we know why Boeing doesn't want to play at fixed price contracts anymore. And Elon said, yeah. Yeah, it's because if you can just say, well, we're going to come in at this price, and then you charge double for it, you make twice as much money. That's math.
The U.S. Space Force has signed agreements with SpaceX and the United Launch Alliance, ULA, back in 2020 for 34 launches between 2022 and 2026. ULA at the time won 60% and SpaceX won 40% of the roughly $1 billion per year. Now the U.S. Space Force has increased that contract to 49 missions, so they are awarding an additional $1.1 billion to ULA.
So that's $4.5 billion over 5 years.
Wow.
And also SpaceX was awarded an additional $661 million, bringing their total to $4 billion.
So now, instead of ULA launching 60% and SpaceX launching 40%, because ULA's Vulcan rocket has been delayed, SpaceX will be getting 46% and ULA will be getting 54% of the launches.
Interesting milestone here. ULA just launched their 100th national security launch on July 30th. That's since they started in 2006. This was the last launch, though, of their Atlas V rocket, which, by the way, uses Russian-made RD-180 engines. Weird that you're launching a national security rocket using your enemy's engines.
Now, okay, there's this 46-54% launch split.
I believe that's going to change. I think that ULA is going to get crushed because with their Vulcan delayed, what are they going to use to launch?
You think pretty soon it's going to be like, it's a 50-50 split. And then now SpaceX gets 65%.
Or do you think behind the scene they're going to be like, SpaceX, can we borrow a Falcon 9?
I know.
Can we just paint Vulcan on it? Dima posted SpaceX on track to exceed 90% of all Earth's payload to orbit later this year.
And Elon said, yep.
Elon then posted this. This is their new Raptor 3. This is their first one. He said the amount of work required to simplify the Raptor engine, internalize secondary flow paths, and add regenerative cooling for exposed components was staggering. As a result, Raptor 3 doesn't require any heat shield, eliminating heat shield mass and complexity, as well as the fire suppression system. It also is lighter, has more thrust, and has higher efficiency than Raptor 2. Truly a work of art.
An everyday astronaut said, oh my word, where? How? What? This is absolutely absurd engineering to simplify an engine down like this. What looks simple on the outside only makes for more complexity on the inside, so this must be a masterpiece.
And Elon said it really is, and it no longer requires a heat shield. Everything is regeneratively cooled. The fundamental architecture is now right, but we will still make thousands of improvements. And Steve Jurvetson said, just when you thought it wasn't possible to make yet another major advance, the latest SpaceX Raptor iteration, additive manufacturing internally integrates so many formerly discrete components. Taking no part is the best part to the extreme.
Elon said, indeed, it is not widely understood that SpaceX has the most advanced 3D metal printing technology in the world. And I know, you look at the engine and you go, well, you just cut up. I can just take a sawzall.
Less
and
pipes.
I'll just cut off. Those pipes are cut off. These pipes.
I could have made less
that's
pipes.
That's so easy. Why did they make it so complicated the first time? No, it's not that easy. They're just making it look easy.
Yeah.
Insane.
Starlink posted that they're now available across the island nation of Tonga.
Is it Tonga time? I think it's Tonga.
Elon said Starlink now available in 102 countries.
All right, it's time for Into the Future. Into the Future. Sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
And I know, it may not look like I use my Henson razor because I have a beard, but I do. I use it to touch up
in the
my
very
beard.
Sensitive parts.
Yeah, and normally I have tried in the past to use a different razor.
Did
not go so well because I have very sensitive
skin. Were those
skin
the days that you were wearing the high collared shirts?
the turtleneck. And if you want to get 100 free blades, you can use our code now, you know, at checkout.
Well, you and I seem to have one thing in common with the subject of our next story.
What's that?
We both don't need to shave. Check out the latest iteration of humanoid robot from California-based startup Figure and their Figure 2. So as we begin to enter the world of humanoid robots, and let's be honest, folks, like them or not, these are going to be in our future. We'll need to start understanding the specs used to describe their capabilities. For instance, DOF, or degrees of freedom.
So your hand has 27 DOF. Each knuckle on each of your fingers gives your hand a degree of freedom, plus articulations and twists that you can make at your wrists and other hand joints.
Figure 2 has what looks like 16 degrees of freedom versus Tesla's Optimus, which currently has 11 degrees of freedom in Gen 2, but Elon says it will soon have 22 degrees of freedom in Gen 3.
So Figure 2 likely has 6 actuators in each hand.
And here Elon talks about that on the latest Lex Fridman podcast.
We tried putting the actuators in the hand itself, but then you sort of end up having these like
giant hands.
Yeah, giant hands that look weird.
Yeah.
And then they don't actually have enough degrees of freedom and or enough strength. Mm-hmm. So then you realize, oh, okay, that's why you got to put the actuators in the forearm.
So Optimus will have the hand actuators in the forearm for more strength.
Which is a lot like a human.
Exactly.
Now, if you look closely, you'll see that unlike a human hand, Figure 2's hand has four fingers that are the same length, but just slightly offset.
And having different sized fingers is actually why we can do so many different things with our hands. Otherwise, it would just be better to just have big fingers. And Figure 2 has three knuckles each, just like we do.
It also looks like Figure 2 has removed touch sensing.
So according to Brett Adcock, Figure's founder and CEO, Figure 2 is coming out today. I can't wait to see what they've also improved when we get to see more of the video. But I do want to point out that Figure's hand cannot do that.
Live long and prosper.
Oh.
Right? They don't have that degree of freedom. They can only clench.
I see.
It means that these companies are going to be like forging forward and innovating even faster. Brett Adcock also says the old hands look like a college dorm room project compared to the F2 hands. And Figure's big joint motors, like the ones on the knee, seem to have gotten stronger. Now 150 newton meters of torque and 135 degrees of ROM, or range of motion. So for context, your knee has about 135 to 143 degrees of ROM.
How much torque does a human knee joint have?
To run, a human knee needs about 200 newton meters of peak torque.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a robot with 27 DOF hands and 200 newton meter knees.
What's the ROM on those knees, sir?
Ah, do you have any with 140 ROM in stock?
Let me check. Yes, we do. Do you want the full house cleaning package?
Yes, please.
We're also running a special this week. If you buy the cooking package, we'll now throw in the dog walking trial 1 month package for free.
Ooh, that sounds good. Does it also poop scoop?
Yes, of course, sir. You have to supply the bags, though. Don't forget to hit the big red button on its back if it starts to attack you.
Got it.
And while we're in the future,
Elon revealed during his latest podcast with Lex Fridman that Neuralink just implanted their N1 chip into a second patient.
Yeah, Elon said,
I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but it seems to gone extremely well with the second implant. So there's a lot of signal, a lot of electrodes. It's working very well.
Now, you may recall that Elon posted recently that there could be over 1,000 humans with Neuralink implants by 2026.
All right, it's time for Going Green. So it's here in the show that we've been telling you about a product that we've helped inspire.
The EVject Escape Connector.
Well, they're in the news this week as Tesla has brought a lawsuit against EVject Incorporated on July 24th, claiming that their product poses a high safety risk and it has harmed Tesla's brand.
Now, we are not lawyers and we have not studied the legal merits of the case, but it appears that this is a trademark case and that Tesla would like a jury trial in the district court for the Northern District of California.
Now, I just want to say that I believe EVject is doing the community a service by the work it took to design and test and produce the Escape Connector. I believe not being able to drive away when charging is a flaw in the charging system, and EVject came up with a solution.
This is the beauty of our system of intellectual property and capitalism. Eric and Craig and the team at EVject had the incentive to try and improve on EV charging, and in my opinion, they succeeded.
We use this product to make us safer at superchargers. We have never experienced overheating issues.
This product has already helped people feel safer by allowing for drivers charging to drive away if something sketchy or unsafe is happening while charging, even at home.
Now, I, for one, do not want to get out of my vehicle while charging if there's a fire or a bear or a potential dangerous person near my car. So why Tesla is suing them, I really have no idea. What Tesla should do is work with our friends Craig and Eric and incorporate this technology into the next generation of EV chargers.
And we're not the only ones who feel this way.
Alexander Merce, or Tesla Boomer Mama, said, I hope that Tesla can reconsider their lawsuit against EVject. I saw their product this week at the X Takeover. Great utility and lovely entrepreneurs. If this overheating issue that Tesla says exists, I hope they can together sort it out. Superchargers are a safety risk. The drivers are trapped and cannot move until they get out of the car and unplug the cable. Craig Peeler, the CEO and founder, said Tesla has claimed that EVject is unsafe because it poses a risk of excessive heating during charging based on their tests. Tesla's tests were performed without active or passive cooling systems in place. Furthermore, they pushed an unrealistic charging profile through the system in a shorted circuit without charging a battery. See the full test here. Elon said,
we'll investigate.
And look, I did read the testing and I agree with Craig. When I read through the document, I saw that Tesla's tester took a copper bus bar and put it there in lieu of a vehicle. Now, I'm not an electrical engineer, but even I know that that's not how you test something when you're trying to see if there's an overheating issue. Also, EVject has said all along that they'd love to work with Tesla. So work with them. Let's make everybody safer instead of suing them.
I'd also like to point out that, you know, yes, the EVject is plugged into something, but it's not a car. And so that's not going to have the same thermal properties. There's just so much wrong with this test, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it wasn't Elon who made this decision. I feel like it was someone else at Tesla who just wanted to cover their ass and go like,
yeah, it's corporate.
Yeah,
it's corporate. In the world of corporate, what you do is you cover your ass and you sue people and you try to make everything okay for you, because if anything happens, you want to protect yourself. And unfortunately, this does tend to happen at Tesla as well. They're not immune to corporate bullshittery.
I just think, you know, Tesla opened up the North American charging standard. This should be part of the standard. It should be the next generation of that standard so that we're all safer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I use this product. And if you want to get one too, head on over to EVject.com. Use our code to save 50%. All right, it's time for sunspots. So Alex posted, in the first half of 2024, more solar and wind power was generated and consumed in the EU than fossil power. The trend is our friend. Take a look at that chart.
Whoa.
And Tesla Energy just released a new video about the Powerwall 3. Check this out. Yeah, they said the Powerwall 3 is made in the USA.
And we learned some new information about its production in Sparks, Nevada at the Gigafactory. Tesla is building one Powerwall 3 every 25 seconds.
That's over 700,000 Powerwalls per year.
That's 10 gigawatt hours of storage per year.
So what is that equal to?
That is equal to 40 200 megawatt fossil fuel power plants.
It has a built-in 11.5 kilowatt solar inverter, and one Powerwall can power 95% of homes. And Elon said,
this really is a great product. Took three major iterations, as usual, to get something great.
So does that mean my Powerwall 2s aren't that great?
Well, I mean, they've been working silently for the last, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. Hey, if you'd like to get batteries in your home or solar on your roof, but you have lots of questions about which thing to buy, head on over to EnergyPal. There are our friends who are going to help you get solar for less. Check them out in the description below and tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio, no music, and send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Brian sent us this story about an EV bus he spotted in southern New Jersey.
Here's one of the electric buses that's making its rounds in Camden County, New Jersey. I appreciate the lack of diesel fumes, and they're much quieter too. Here at an intersection, you can hear the rumble of the gas car engines next to the quieter electric bus. Now, admittedly, the air brakes still make their distinctive squeak. And unfortunately, there are other diesel buses off camera making noise, so you can't really appreciate the quiet operation of this bus. I found the bus depot and was hoping to talk to a driver, but all the electric buses were on the road, so that was a good sign. One last clip is the bus in the suburbs, and it shows that the noise is just that, the tires on the road. Now you know.
Isn't that nice when a bus drives down the street and you don't even notice it? That's awesome. I love how he's trying to shoot the bus that's quiet, but there's another loud bus off screen. So it's like you can't even show how quiet it is.
Someday it'll be quiet.
I feel like that's a movie. Someday it'll be quiet in New Jersey. All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. On our Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for you, our patrons.
Turn Hertz's screw up into a cheap Tesla for you.
Is Elon hurting Tesla's brand?
What did Rivian just stop making?
And more.
You can see these stories for just a buck a month. Also, our Investor Club bonus stories for our Investor Club members.
Head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all these Patreon bonus stories.
You're really missing out if you don't join us. So come on, what's stopping you?
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon. It's a
Patreon bonus. All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. It is time for the poll. Would you pay $995 for the Ford Mach-E over-the-air software acceleration boost?
No. Most people said no.
I mean, they're probably a little biased, but...
Oh, you think?
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. J.K. Rowling says High Court rules the UK ban on puberty blockers is lawful. We seem at last to be moving back to treatment for vulnerable youth based on evidence-based medicine, as opposed to the unevidenced claims of ideological lobby groups.
Elon says, thank goodness for common sense in the UK. Now this should be applied in the US as soon as possible.
Stephen King says, the Republicans torpedoed the bipartisan border bill at Trump's request.
Elon says, did you even read the summary of that bill? It was a wolf in sheep's clothing that would have made things worse.
Fox News says Biden calls for Supreme Court term limits, code of conduct, limits on presidential immunity. And Ron DeSantis says, how about term limits for members of Congress?
Elon says, great idea.
Elon said the legacy media engages in the mass synchronization of emotion for political purposes. They are a de facto arm of the DNC. Drag Times posted a new record of 8.56 seconds at 162 miles an hour for the Tesla Plaid racing. And Elon said,
new Model S Plaid quarter mile time.
Elon said FSD 12.5.1 starts wide release today. Please connect your Tesla to Wi-Fi to receive the update.
Farzad said includes hardware 3.
And Elon said it takes considerable software effort to optimize the code enough to run on hardware 3. It also needs to be validated separately, so estimated rollout is about 10 days. And then Homar's catalog said, Farzad, Elon, when will hardware 3 get 12.5? Elon muttering to himself, don't say 2 weeks, don't say 2 weeks. Elon, hopefully in about 10 days. Dan Berkland said, thanks, Elon. Off topic, but any possibility of there ever being a Model S Plaid Plus, or will the Roadster fill that void?
And Elon said, Roadster.
Andrew Burkhoff says, Python consumes 76 times more energy and is 72 times slower than C. Austin says, now do the energy required to feed, clothe, and house all the additional engineers required if we're only going to write and maintain C for every application.
And Elon says, Rust for the win.
And Rust, of course, is a more advanced version.
It's a different programming language.
Noemi says, searches Donald Trump, only gets news about Kamala Harris.
Elon said, wow, this is crazy.
And Wokeness says, blatant election interference by Google.
Elon said, yep.
Elon said, they will keep doing it, but make it more subtle after today. Tesla then posted, FSD supervised 12.5 can find its way out of a parking lot as well as unmarked roads.
Elon said, and it will improve significantly from here.
Alexa Curtis posted this about people not really wanting kids. Instead, they want to fly first class.
Elon said the extinctionists are trying their hardest to convince others to be extinctionists, too. Mutual suicide society.
Mike Lee says Elizabeth Warren says, I believe we need to create a pathway to citizenship for the 10 million plus illegal aliens let in by the Biden-Harris administration. Kamala Harris will work with Congress and get that done.
Elon says, as I was saying, they're importing voters.
ViceGuard24 says breaking. Maduro calls Elon Musk his arch enemy and says Elon wants to come to Venezuela with an army and his space rockets and invade it. Can you confirm or deny Elon?
Elon says, does he have space lasers? Because I do. They're communication lasers. They don't fry anything or pop popcorn. Don't worry.
Elon said, the people of Venezuela have had enough of this clown. El burro sabe más que Maduro. A donkey knows more than Maduro. And then, sorry for comparing the poor donkey with Maduro. It is an insult to the animal world. Yes, that's actually what happened this week. ViceGrad24 says, breaking new major coordinated sabotage attack against critical infrastructure in France.
Elon said, Starlink continued to operate despite the severed fiber.
And now X has overtaken Facebook in web traffic.
Elon said, the trend is promising.
ViceGrad24 says, Bukele on Venezuela. What we see, Venezuela has no other name than fraud. The official result has no relation to reality. It's obvious. We broke diplomatic relations with Maduro 4 years ago. We won't reopen them until their people can elect their leaders in real elections. Ian Miles Chong says, the Bolivarian National Guard of Venezuela defies Maduro's orders to suppress the protesters and joins them in their march towards Guarneros. Change is coming.
Elon said if the military supports the will of the people, it's over for Maduro.
Robert Nelson says watching the live cast of innocent Venezuelans being shot by Maduro's forces and that feeling of helplessness against tyranny, they took the people's guns away years ago.
Elon says therein lies the wisdom of the Second Amendment.
Peter Diamante says, just finished reading Ray Kurzweil's newest book, The Singularity is Nearer, the follow-on to his 2005 book, The Singularity is Near. What do you think he should call his next book in the trilogy?
Elon said, singularity.com, a dating site for AIs who are single singularities.
Ashley Sinclair says, why is it normalized to send kids to government schools run like prisons where they get violently bullied and you have zero say over the curriculum your own kids are taught? And if you want to complain, they have 2 minutes at a citywide meeting like twice a year.
And Elon says, yeah, makes no sense.
Vivek says America's declining birth rate is a far greater risk to our future than, say, climate change. Yet most politicians are too scared to talk about it. And now it's apparently taboo. But here are the facts. Our nation's birth rate is now down to 1.6 births per woman.
Elon said a declining birth rate happens towards the end of every civilization and is a function of extended prosperity. Caesar tried and Augustus succeeded in passing laws to encourage more children, but these were not enough.
Senator Josh Hawley says, so Trump gets shot, a good American is murdered, other individuals are critically injured, and the Secret Service hasn't fired or taken off duty a single person involved on that day?
Elon says there is a dire lack of accountability in government.
And then this post of Hillbilly Elegy, which is the J.D. Vance novel turned into a movie, it gets 25% on the tomato meter, but 81% on the audience score.
And Elon laughed.
Elon said, this is real. And yeah, our government is offering a $15 million reward for Maduro.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because he's a drug dealer. Elon Musk says the people voted overwhelmingly for Gonzalez and showed that, yeah, it's not like Gonzalez claims that he only won by like 1%. He won overwhelmingly. Tatiana says version 6.1 was dropped. Left is Midjourney version 6. Right is Midjourney version 6.1.
And Elon said, very impressive.
Will Durant says, there is always in any society a minority whose instincts rejoice in the permission to persecute. It is a release from civilization. And that is an Elon Musk repost. Hmm. Breaking news, Army Captains Javier and Juan Carlos Nieto Quintero send a message to the Venezuelan armed forces. It is time to make the right decisions at this historical moment. It is evident that we have a new president-elect.
And Elon said, bravo, Capitanes.
Gally says, been feeling bummed about all the tension in America recently. And we're going to deep dive on this on Patreon bonus stories because this was a long post and Elon did respond. So we're going to talk about that there. Warren Redlich says, I'm starting a club of Tesla Hardware 4 owners angry about getting left behind when AI 5 comes out. Reply if you're with us.
And Elon says, AI 5 is like 18 months away from high volume production.
And then this post that Venezuelan President Maduro challenges Elon Musk to fight on national television.
Elon says, I accept.
Wall Street Silver says, Elon has accepted the challenge from former President Maduro to a fight.
Elon said he will chicken out. I'd love to see Maduro like Googling how tall and heavy is Elon Musk.
Mario posted this poll who would win, and 80% said Elon. Elon says, if I win, he resigns as dictator of Venezuela. If he wins, I give him a free ride to Mars.
No return.
That's
ticket.
A win-win. God Saad says, I'm putting money on Elon. He's a towering figure and he has the mindset of a honey badger.
Elon says, Maduro is a big guy himself and probably knows how to fight. So this would be a real fight. Zuck is a little fella. So that would be a short fight. He is a little fella.
He is. But he can ride a surfboard. Alex says the EV wave was not taken seriously. Now the 10x bigger robotaxi wave is not taken seriously. These two waves will merge into one massive tsunami.
And Elon said, yep.
Naomi says how it started versus how it is going. The media lied to you about X.
Elon says, what don't they lie about?
Elon says there's still limited understanding of where this platform will end up. And Franz von Holzhausen said, 16 years ago today, I joined Tesla. Amazing what the team has accomplished. So many more exciting things to come.
Good to have you a partner in making Tesla what it is today.
Breaking, U.S. declares Gonzalez the victor in Venezuela election, rejects Maduro's claim.
Elon said, good.
Natalie says, Ohio is removing non-citizens from state voter rolls. The audit uncovered 499 individuals who were registered to vote but were not U.S. citizens. Elon was correct. This is happening. Matthew Donegan Ryan says, as of today, qualifying Washington state residents can now lease a Tesla for $0 down and insanely low payments. Yeah, so zero down, $127 a month for Model 3 and $207 a month for Model Y.
Elon said incentives for EVs exist in many states, but seem to be seldom used. Maybe lack of awareness or excessive paperwork and requirements.
ALX says Maduro claims the protests after the election are financed by the gringos and Elon Musk.
And Elon says, please ask what size orange jumpsuit he wants in Gitmo.
ViceGrad24 says breaking. Maduro says he can't show the true election results because Elon hacked the National Electoral Council of Venezuela.
And Elon says Maduro is clearly getting high on his own very large supply of drugs.
Wall Street Silver says it's weird how they all got the same talking points on a memo at the same time. Who issued that memo and can get them all to obey?
And Elon says, great question.
Yeah. Have you noticed that that they all started calling them weird? IO says the median age of MSNBC viewers is 70. At Fox News, it's 69. Younger people watch CNN. Median age is 67.
And Elon said, wow.
Mark Andreessen says organizations that don't have to be competent aren't.
Elon said true.
Alex says pro-DEI anti-meritocracy Don Lemon, who was fired from CNN, is now suing Elon Musk for canceling his alleged deal with X. Lemon never signed a contract with X, who declined to collaborate with him after his disastrous performance during an interview generously granted by Musk.
Elon said he made a series of impressively insane demands. We declined. Therefore, there was no deal.
Elon then posted that he had an interview with Lex Fridman, and Fridman said, here's my 8.5-hour conversation with Elon and the Neuralink team. It is the longest podcast I've ever done. It's a fascinating, super technical, and wide-ranging conversation.
So, if you want to take a day off work and watch the entire thing.
I'm 6 hours in. It's really good. Caitlin Jenner says, thank you to Elon and X for your truly free platform, constant and continued support for me using my voice on this issue and supporting the re-election of Donald Trump. Like you, I didn't want to become political per se, but we have an obligation to do so to save the nation.
Elon said, you're most welcome. Civilization is at stake.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember, send your photos, your videos, your stories to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Federico spotted this Cybertruck in Killington, Vermont.
Arlene sent us this picture of a Tesla Model Y police car. Hey, this is the one in Greenfield, California.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tom saw this Fiat 500 challenging a Cybertruck in Naples, Florida.
I wonder who's going to win. Chris spotted this Ford Mustang Mach-E X Shelby in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Michael saw this Chevy Silverado EV in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Bruno spotted the Cybertruck at the Botanical Garden in Bellevue, Washington.
Doug saw this purple Model Y with matching purple carrier in Toronto, Canada.
Peter spotted this green-wrapped Model 3 Highland in Albufeira, Portugal.
Regina and Justin saw this Cybertruck towing a motorboat in Wentzville, Missouri.
Christopher sent us this picture of this Cybertruck front tool rack.
Oh, I like that. And Mordecai found this Cybertruck being used as a volunteer EMS ambulance company in Lakewood, New Jersey. Wow.
Yeah.
Our community is out there in force
this week.
You are
leading the way. Nice work, everybody.
Good job, everybody.
All right, it's time for our Supercharger reviews. Let's see what you wonderful people have found out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott at the new version 3 Tesla Supercharger installation in Falmouth, Maine. Right off exit 53 of the main turnpike, Interstate 95. It's at a Hannaford supermarket. There are 8 version 3 chargers on the right end of the building. Bathrooms are conveniently located just inside the nearest entrance on the right. Store is open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 p.m. on Sunday. Very convenient location if you're heading north on the main turnpike, heading up to Banga, to go down to Bahaba, go to Acadier National Park. There is a Dunkin' Donuts close by. There's also a bar, yoga studio, karate studio, a couple other amenities in the strip mall. I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 10 on the new scale and an 8 out of 10 on the traditional scale. Now you know.
Hey guys, Greg in Pennsylvania here at the Downingtown Supercharger. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stalls. I believe they're V3. We are at a Royal Farms. This is the only thing here that's within any reasonable walking distance, but you can get some food, drinks, restroom. It is off the Route 30 bypass, just off the exit, right in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I have my trailer here on my Model 3. There is no pull-in spot. Just checking it out today. Don't need to charge. Just passing through. Now you know.
I forgot the score. 4 out of 10, just for proximity to the exit and the amenities. And this should be over 24/7. But that's all. Nothing else special here.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Alejandro reporting to you from Miami, Florida, with a brand new, recently opened, I think less than a week ago, supercharger. This is a 12-stall, 250 kilowatt
supercharger. It is located in Southwest 40th Street and 69th Southwest Avenue. It is about a mile away from the highway or less. It has a Wendy's across the parking lot over there. It has three stalls that are going to be very convenient for backing up with a trailer like that, that, and another one on this other side. And even three of these superchargers have not yet been activated. So this is, you know, really fresh off the press news. And I would give this a 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Kevin from Illinois reporting from the Two Brothers Roundhouse, brewery, restaurant, distillery, and event center. At this location is four Tesla destination chargers. And what do we have here but a GM Bolt charging at one of them. Two Brothers Roundhouse is located inside a historic train roundhouse here in Aurora, Illinois, right next to the Metro line. So I would rate this a 9 out of 10 as far as a great destination for food, drink, and charging your Tesla or Bolt. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. If you want to check out a map with all of the supercharger reviews on it, you can even upload your own. You can head over to nowyouknowchannel.com.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
Number 20 in Thailand is the 6 stall in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
The 12 stall in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
The 3 stall in Hainan, China.
The 3 stall in Xiamen, China.
Number 58 in Maryland is the 8 stall version 4 in Easton, Maryland.
Number 79 in Hong Kong is the 4 stall version 4 in Chapman Place, Hong Kong.
Number 6 in North Dakota is the 12 stall in Fargo.
There's the 3 stall in Zhantou, China.
The 3 stall in Dali, China.
Number 74 in Spain is the 12 stall version 4 in La Roca Village, Spain.
The 6 stall version 4 in Hay, New South Wales, Australia.
Number 29 in Denmark is the 24 stall version 4 in Vejle, South Denmark.
Number 96 in Australia is the 6 stall in Yandina, Queensland.
Number 85 in Pennsylvania is the 16 stall in Sellensgrove, Pennsylvania.
Number 77 in North Carolina and 2,331 in the USA is the 12 stall version 4 in Morrisville, North Carolina.
There's the 3 stall in Hefei, China.
And number 2,088 in China and 6,546 in the world, the 4 stall version 2, 120 kilowatt, in Shanghai. Thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us today.
You know, there's this phenomenon in humans that I've observed over the years. When you learn something new at a certain younger age, you go, wow, that's cool. I've just learned something new. And then you pass a certain kind of older age and you go, hey, why haven't I heard about this before? There's something fishy going on here. I don't think I believe that.
Yeah, we're going to discuss it further on Patreon bonus stories this week, and I urge you to join us.
Yeah, support us for as little as a buck a month, and you and all these lovely people here will not only get to access every Patreon bonus story we've ever done, but you'll also be supporting the work we do.
If you're watching, you are likely either young enough to still be curious or are one of those rare older folks that will hopefully remain curious forever.
Thank you for being awesome.
We'll see you next week. Now you know.